Blog Talk Radio.
It's Anita. I had trouble getting my host pin in. I guess I should have tested it out earlier. So today's episode is about prostitution, and I am sounding funny because it's cold. It's like 45 degrees outside, and I did take a nap. I had some warm beverage, not alcoholic. And yeah, so I'm sorry for the 30 seconds of silence. And yeah, prostitution. I had a discussion with a crap quality clientele on Friday. It inspired this episode. Everybody knows what a prostitute is in the traditional sense. After all, it's the oldest profession. Are women who have sex for money. Very easy. But there's also the other type of prostitution, which is you do something you really, really do not want to do. Sometimes it's for money. Other times it's for other reasons, but you just don't want to do it. I touched on that with low pays and no pays. My previous episode about low pays and no pays. And this is true. You don't want to be there. And sometimes even when you get paid highly, when you just really don't want to do it, it's like, I don't want to do this. I just don't. No. So, yeah. Dealing with crap quality. Yeah, I said it. Clientele. Touched on that. It's like being a prostitute. You can like sex and not be, I mean, your traditional one, but you're doing what you enjoy. If you like sex, become a prostitute. You might as well get paid for doing what you love. There's no problem in doing what you love for money. Why be the prostitute on MLK, pre-gentrified in MLK, when you can be the bunny rancher? I'm just saying, I've been an underpaid state employee, so if you can make 6 months of my salary and in 2 days on your back. Okay, I understand. But you're the literal one who's not the figurative one. The figurative one is like, let's say you're running a company and you're making like, I'll just say $10 million a year and you have disdain for your job. That's the better word. Utter disdain. You're a prostitute. You're a high-class prostitute. Doesn't make you any, just like the bunny rat, you're one. You're getting paid to do something. You don't want to be there. You probably went to school for, let's say, French arts, and frankly, that is just an MRS. And for those who don't know, an MRS is a Mrs. degree where women get married, where women go to school just to say they have a degree and turn around and get married. It's a pretty decoration. It's an overpriced decoration, but it's just something. It's basically being groomed to be a man's wife. So, anyway, went to school to get your MRS or underwater basket beam or some pointless degree. You realize, you know what, I'm not getting paid for this. So you sold your soul to pay off your student loans because you have like $100,000 worth of debt. So you went to Mr. Pimp, a.k.a. the corporate job that pays a lot of money. You're a prostitute. You have a uniform. Prostitutes have their uniform and the gigolos. You have yours, and you hate. I probably have a deep, husky voice by now, but it's true. You hate it. Words of Tina Turner, you keep your mind. Sorry, words of Tina Turner from Private Dancer. You keep your eyes on the money. You don't want to, you know, just like that. You would rather do something else. And if you're having, and you're taking a vice to deal with it. That vice is drugs or alcohol, but yours is the same. You're just more expensive drug. You might be on Valium. If you're like Cajun King's wife, she's a prostitute. And people would say pot calling kettle white because I was the other. But hey, he told me he was single. She knew he was married. That's the difference. Asked multiple times. She stayed in a marriage for financial security. That is being a prostitute. Her words, he keeps me in nice cars. you're being a prostitute. And I felt like saying that, even though she's old enough to be my mom and stuff. It's like, so you're, yeah. Does she even respect? I don't know. But I do know she was calling. It's like, why are you emailing me like this to keep up with your husband? If you're doing all that, if you're having to spend money to deal with the fact you don't want to be there, but you're doing it for money, very easy. And she did. 30 years. First time I cared. So you just zoned yourself out for money. I mean, might as well call yourself, yes, I am a pro. I am a cultural prostitute who's staying in this marriage for money, because if he were broke, I would bounce. I can respect that honesty. I can't respect playing a poor, cheated on one. No. The corporate person, you know what? You didn't have to have kids. You didn't like starving. Just be honest. Don't say, oh, I love the job. You hate it. The prostitute who enjoys sex is noble. The corporate sellout is not, because they're going to lie and justify it. We mentioned that on a previous episode. Justifying is the first step to doing wrong. But you know it's wrong. If you're the vegan lawyer who got tired of being a, and I get it. You know, I've been a state employee who didn't make that much. I get it. Just don't lie about what you are. Limits. But when you sell out your limits, that's it. That's the better thing. You are officially a prostitute. I think you're probably worse than a prostitute, because at least prostitutes are up front. But anyway, and I can respect them. And frankly, I think if you're going to have social prostitution, which is selling a Billy, might as well just have the sexual. And I've had this discussion with my friends. They know how I feel. I personally, it's sort of like being a social worker and prostitution. The money's better with the prostitute, but yeah. Or teaching kids, frankly. Room full of children. I think that was the best contraceptive I ever had when I was 14. I wasn't even sexually active, had not had my first kids, but I had a room full of kids. And 2 hours in, it was like, and I'm 33 now, and it's like, I'm barren. And I think that probably aggravated the PCOS, but another theory, another day. So, prostitute, it should be legal. You should be independent, and I probably should have trademarked this, independent sexual consultant. You get tested every 6 months. You get tested like porn stars. You have to keep up. There has to be a registry, sort of like, you know, realtors. You work with, and it would actually, ironically enough, decrease sex trades because it's legal. You do have to get tested. You have to show your paperwork and drug tested and STDs on schedule. You would have, like, conventions, so that increases hotels, and let's face it, prostitution is look-based and personality, so they're probably going to go back to school if they want to up their clientele, because let's face it, high-quality clientele, you can write it off. So you're going to school, you know, maybe taking a French class, but unlike the MRS, you're getting paid up front. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, bad joke. So, you know, you take French, you take etiquette classes, you learn to be the best prostitute you can be. You have convinced to discuss, okay, how do you deal with bad quality clients? What if your client is a sadist? You know, you have a registry. It would help with rapists. It would, and maybe drug addict, because there won't be as much shame. I mean, it's the world's oldest profession, and everybody does it in some way, shape, or form. Just legalize it. Make it easier for everybody. And I don't, it's like this Madonna whore complex, pun not intended with the latter, but everybody knows one. Everybody's been, anytime you sold out, you've been a prostitute. Oh, I don't, yeah, but enough money, you did. So, that's it. Just be honest. That is what you are. You're the social type. So don't get mad at them. You know, you may not have issues about sex. Okay, that doesn't mean you should shame them. Say, they found something they enjoy. To me, shaming a prostitute who truly enjoys their job and is not being exploited is the quote, I mean, shaming a teacher. And that's right, there are some kinky people who probably want to be dressed up as schoolgirls and sit on a couch and talk to the prostitute. They may not even be having sex with the prostitute. They may just be like, okay, I want to talk about, you know, I just want to sit here in a diaper and crawl around on the floor and have a beautiful woman watch me. It's like, okay. See, that's another thing they could go to school for if it was legal. Human sexuality. They could be speakers at schools or anything. I mean, there was one on sex, Nurse Sandra, and I was like, very interesting. And she even also brought up why prostitution should be legal. I don't remember the episode, but anyway. So, that's the whole thing with prostitution. I apologize for starting my show late, and I hope you guys forgive those 30 seconds of dead air. I'm just glad the show got through. I'm like, what happened last year when it like kicked me out? So, yes, I love my listeners, and a few weeks, 2016 will be over. This is the year nobody really, very few people like. This year, we had deaths of musical artists, and I'm like, as long, I hope we don't lose any more. I hope, and this is sad to say, I hope I don't lose my favorite one this year. I mean, I know people die. You know, you live, dying, and this is morbid to say, I know dying is more natural than being born. It's true. That's what miscarriages are. You know, your body can sustain pregnancy, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how many people paid attention with female health, but yeah, that's a abortion. You know, it's not abortion, but, well, the medical name for miscarriage is spontaneous abortion. Yeah, that's what, I've never had a miscarriage. I've never been pregnant. Thank God. Yeah, it's like, not my thing. I'm the friend who, when I find out my friends are pregnant, I'm the first one who's happy and hugging and wanting to spend, who could easily spend a black card in Babies R Us. But I can give them back. And it's like walking around Walmart, walking around Target, hey, best contraceptive ever been on, because you will see somebody's kid acting up and it's like, yeah, my eggs just died, but die. So anyway, this year has not been a good year for most people in the world. Brexit, Trump, classic musicians, and not classic in the classical music, but, you know, Prince, Bowie, Leon, we'll be at the 92nd mark. So next episode, we will be discussing year end. I am glad to have my show back. been making soaps and yeah. So the end of the year, we will be discussing those just so you're in catch up, because the next episode will be the last episode of 2016, and hopefully 2017 will be better. And it's just coming 60-second mark. So hopefully 2017 will be better, because this is just, you know, the last few weeks of, it's sort of like you give your 2 weeks notice to a low pay. You're like, okay, I'm just going to ride these 2 weeks out because I've got something better down the hole, because it's, yeah, and this does not sound good because of my, I'm getting this raspy thing I'm feeling. 2017 will be better. Be 1 year closer to middle age, I'm just saying. But, yeah, it will be better. And this year was also my 15-year high school reunion. I did not go. I was supposed to have went with my gay husband, but oh well, we can go in like 2021. Anyway, this is Ramble. I'm Anita. Thanks for listening. Bye.